What follows is chapter 21 of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute. Translations by Srila Vidyananda Das Goswami Acharya Dev. Shri Suka Uvacha Ittam Sharat Svacha Jalam Padma Kadasugandhina Nyavishan Vahyuna Vatam Sagoko Palako Chuta. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boyfriends, entered that Vrindavan forest." The lakes, rivers, and hills of Vrindavan resounded with the sounds of maddened bees and flocks of birds moving about the flowering trees. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balaram, Krishna entered that forest, and while herding the cows, he began to vibrate his transcendental flute. Tanbrajastya ashritya venugitam smarodayam akaschit paroksham krishnasya sasakibhyon bhavanayam. When the young ladies in the cowherd village of Braja heard the song of Krishna's flute, which arouses the influence of Cupid, some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends. Tadvarnita marabdha smadantya krishna chaishtitam nashakan smalavegena vikshipta manasomnipa. The cowherd girls began to speak about Krishna, but when they remembered his activities, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak. Barhapidam natavadavapu karnayo karnikaram bibhradn basak kanaka kapishang vajayanti chamalam randranve no adadasudayapu rihan gopa vrindar vrindaramyam sabadadamanam pavishan gita kirti. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaidyanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Iti venu ravam rajan sarvabhuta manoharam shutva vrajastriya sarva varnayantyo bire bire. When the young ladies in Braja heard the sound of Krishna's flute, which steals the minds of all living beings, they all embraced one another and began describing it. Gopya uchu akshanvatam palamidam napadam padama sakya prasunanavaveshayato vayasai vaktram vajisatatayo navena jishtam yavanapitamana vakta kataksha moksham. The cowherd girl said, "O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision." This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. Chutta pravalabar hastabokopalamja malanu pritta padidhana vichitta vesho manje vireja tudalam pasupala goshtyam arange yatana tavado katagaya mano. Dressed in a charming variety of garments upon which their garlands rest, and decorating themselves with peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balaram shine forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sing. Gopyakama chayadayam kushilam smavenu damodadadada sudamati gopikanam bhukti suyam yada vishishtada sangradinyo rishyatracho shumumachishtada hohitaya. My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis, for whom that nectar is actually meant? The fathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. Vrindavanam sakibhava vadanoti kirtim yandevaki sutapadam bujalabna lakshmi govindave namanumattamayo namrityam vrikshadisandapavratam nisamasta sattvam. O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute, and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned. Blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing upon his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. Krishna niriksha vanito savarupa shilam shutva chatat kvanata vena vivikta gitam devyo vama nagata yaksma vanunna sara vrishyat prasuna kabarama moho vanivya. Krishna's beauty and character create a festival for all women. Indeed, when the demigods' wives flying in airplanes with their husbands catch sight of him and hear his resonant flute song, their hearts are shaken by Cupid, and they become so bewildered that the flowers fall out of their hair and their belts loosen. Gavashta Krishna Mukaniyakata Venu Gita Piyusha Mutta Vitakarna Potaipi Bantya Shavasnutasta Napayakavalas Matastu Govindama Pandajashashukalaspashantya. Using their upraised ears as vessels, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The calves, their mouths full of milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes and embrace him within their hearts. O friend, in this forest all the birds have risen onto the beautiful branches of the trees to see Krishna. With closed eyes they are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of his flute, and they are not attracted by any other sound. Surely these birds are on the same level as great sages.
Nabhyastada tatapadaya mukunda gitam avakta lakshita manomhava bhagna vega alingana stikitamun vajay murare ghinnanti kvad yugalam kamalopahara.
When the rivers hear the flute song of Krishna, their minds begin to desire him, and thus the flow of their currents is broken, and their waters are agitated, moving around in whirlpools. Then, with the arms of their waves, the rivers embrace Murari's lotus feet, and, holding on to them, present offerings of lotus flowers.
Drishtvatape vrajapashun saharama gopai sanchadayanta manuvena mudidiyantam vrema pravindha uditakasamavalibhi sakyu hidatsu vapushaam buddha apapatram.
In the company of Balaram and the cowherd boys, Lord Krishna is continually vibrating his flute as he herds all the animals of Braja, even under the heat of the summer sun. Seeing this, the cloud in the sky has expanded himself out of love, and rising high is constructing out of his own body with its multitude of flower-like droplets of water an umbrella for the sake of his friend. Bhuo nakhulinda urugaya padam jaraga shi kunkumena dahitastana manditena dandashana smanaru jastana rushitena limpatyana nakucheshu jahustarani. The aborigine women of the Vrindavan area become disturbed by lust when they see the grass marked with reddish kumkum powder. Endowed with the color of Krishna's lotus feet, this powder originally decorated the breasts of his beloveds. And when the aborigine women smear it on their faces and breasts, they give up all their anxiety.
Ahandaya mandira balahadi dasivayo yadrama krishna tadanaspada shapramodha manam tanoti saha gogana yastayo yat bhani yasuya vasakanda dakanda mulai.
Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to Krishna. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan hill appears very jubilant. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation.
Ga gopakarhanu vanam nayator dara venusunay kalapadaistano vitsu sakya aspandanam katimatam bulakastarunam niryoga pashakata lakshana yoga chitram.
My dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram pass through the forest with their cowherd friends leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cow's rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes all moving living entities to become stunned and all non-moving beings to experience ecstatic jubilation. These things are certainly very wonderful.
Evam vada bhagavato ya vrindavana charino varnayanto mato gopya kridasthan mayatam yayu.
Thus narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in Vrindavan forest, the gopis became fully absorbed in thoughts of him. A small selection of further verses about Krishna's flute, this by Baladeva Vidyabhushan.
Vrajavipane vichitta vihago harive naravo yadabhavo vidishivishakkatumbudumukha vipodopitadu vichittutam pakadivipahiyam to sadito gidiyashchayayumatasada vajumahilastu bheju bakhilastu latasu desisu manjanam.
When Krishna played upon his transcendental flute in Vrindavan forest, the sound flew into the sky like a multicolored bird, astounding Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Narada, and all the other demigods. Out of ecstasy, the hills began to move like the rivers, and the rivers became immovable like the hills, and all the gopis became immersed in the waters of transcendental agitation. From the Antilila, Chapter 1, translations by Srila Prabhupada. Verses by Rupa Goswami.
Param lishtam gushta tayamasita datna nubayato vahanti sankirno madabhidanunaistat parasaro tayamadnye hiro jvalavamala jambu nadamahi kade kalyaniyam vihadati hade keli mudadi.
The flute of Krishna's pastimes measures 3 fingers in length, and it is bedecked with Indranila gems. At the ends of the flute are Aruna gems, or rubies, glittering beautifully. And in between, the flute is plated with gold set ablaze by diamonds. This auspicious flute, pleasing to Krishna, is glittering in his hand with transcendental brilliance.
Sadvamshatas tavajani purushottamasya panaustiti mulalike sadalasi jatya kasmatraya sikigado vishamagrihita gopangana ganabamohana mantra diksha.
This verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani. My dear friend, the flute, it appears that you have been born of a very good family, for your residence is in the hands of Sri Krishna. By birth, you are simple and are not at all crooked. Why, then, have you taken initiation into this dangerous mantra that enchants the assembled gopis? Sakimulali Vishala Chinjalin Purna Lagudatikatina Tvam Grantila Nirisasi Tadabi Bajishi Shashvat Chumbananda Sandram Hadikada Podedambam Kena Punyo Deyena. This verse is spoken by Chandravali Saki. My dear friend, the flute, you are actually full of many holes or faults. You are light, hard, juiceless, and full of knots. But what kind of pious activities have engaged you in the service of being kissed by the Lord and embraced by His hands?
Rundan ambubatascha matkadibadam kovan mohustum burum diaranandadayansanandana mukhan vismapayundi disam. Outsukiyavali bibalin chitulayan bogin the magunayan bindan andakata habitam abatom babhangabam shidhani.
The transcendental vibration of Krishna's flute blocked the movements of the rain clouds, struck the Gandharvas full of wonder, and agitated the meditation of great saintly persons like Sanaka and Sanandana. It created wonder in Lord Brahma, wrought intense curiosity that agitated the mind of Bali Maharaj, who was otherwise firmly fixed, made Maharaj Ananta, the carrier of the planets, whirl around, and penetrated the strong coverings of the universe. Thus the sound of the flute in the hands of Krishna created a wonderful situation. Here's a few verses about Krishna.
Ayam nayana dandita pavada pundarika prabhar prabhati navajaguda titividam vipitambara aranjata padishtriya damata divmyaveshadaro ahadinmane manohara titibi ujvalango hari.
Verses spoken by Purnamasi. The beauty of Krishna's eyes defeats the beauty of white lotus flowers. His yellow garments defeat the brilliance of fresh decorations of kumkum. His ornaments of select forest flowers defeat the hankering for the best of garments. And his bodily beauty possesses mind-attracting splendor, greater than the jewels known as marakati mani or emeralds.
Janga dastata sangi dakshina padam kinchin bhognatakam asachistam batakandadam sikita daksanchari netranchalam avangshim kutamalade dadana madade lolanguli sangatam ringad bhruba madam varangi padamanandam bodaksvikuru.
O most beautiful friend, please accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is standing before you full of transcendental bliss. The borders of his eyes roam from side to side, and his eyebrows move slowly like bumblebees on his lotus-like face. Standing with his right foot placed below the knee of his left leg, the middle of his body curved in three places, and his neck gracefully tilted to the side, he takes his flute to his pursed lips and moves his fingers upon it here and there.
Here's a verse about Srimati Radharani. Balalakshno Lakshmi Kabalayiti Navyam Kabalayam Kola Sakpullam Kamalavanamulangiyaticha Tisham Krishtamashta Padamapanayatyanga Kaduchi Vichitram Radhaya Kimidikaladupam Vadasati.
This is also spoken by Purnamasi. The beauty of Srimati Radharani's eyes forcibly devours the beauty of newly grown blue lotus flowers, and the beauty of her face defeats that of an entire forest of fully blossomed lotuses. Her bodily luster seems to place even gold in a painful situation. Thus the wonderful, unprecedented beauty of Srimati Radharani is awakening in Vrindavan.
Vidudeti devavarupatam shatapattam batashavari mukhe itikena sadasuyojanam antulanam malati matpriyananam.
This verse is spoken by Krishna. Although the effulgence of the moon is brilliant initially at night, in the daytime it fades away. Similarly, although the lotus is beautiful during the daytime, at night it closes. But, O my friend, the face of my most dear Srimati Radharani is always bright and beautiful, both day and night. Therefore, to what can her face be compared?
Next is the Shri Krishna Namashtakam by Srila Rupa Goswami. Nikalas Shuti Mauli Ratta Mala Jitani Rajita Pada Pankajanta Ai muktukulair pasyamanam padetastvam harinama sankshayami.
O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, which are the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you.
Jayanamade munivrindagehe janaranjanaya paramaksharakati Tramanadarada bimanagudiritam nikalogratapa patalim balumpasi.
O Harinam, all glories to you. You are chanted by the saintly persons, and you have appeared in the form of the supreme combination of letters for the delight of the people in general. Even if you are spoken carelessly or contemptuously, you at once remove all the harsh sufferings of the living entities.
Yada baso pyudhyan kavalita bhavadvanta debaho jisham tatvandhanam apadishiti bhakti panahinim janastasyo datam jagati bhagavanam atadane gtite nivaktum kayamahimanam pabhavati.
O son of the holy name of the Lord, even the dim glimmer of your splendor devours the prowess of the darkness of the material world and gives the vision that causes devotional service to those who are blinded and cannot see the truth. What learned person in this material world can possibly completely describe your exalted glories?
Yad brahma sakshat kuti nishtayapi vinashamayati vanana bhogai apaiti namas pudane natate parabnakarme tibarati veda.
The Vedas proclaim, the reactions of past fruitive activities are not eliminated by faithfully meditating on the Brahman effulgence. They are eliminated only by experiencing the good and distressful results. O Harinam, when your effulgence is manifest, all these karmic reactions disappear.
Bhagadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalamayana Gopi Chandra Vindavanendra Panata Kaduna Krishna Vityaneka Surupi Tvaimamandata Ruchar Bhardatam Namadhiyo.
O Harinam, you have many forms, such as Agadamana, chastiser of the Agadimon, Yashoda Nandana, son of Yashoda, Nandasunu, son of Nanda, Kamalamayana, lotus-eyed one, Gopi Chandra, the moon of the gopis, Vrindavanendra, the king of Vrindavan, Pranata Kaduna, he who is most merciful to the surrendered souls, and Krishna, may my attachment for you greatly increase.
Vachyam vachyaka mityudeti bhavadon namasvarupadvayam bhovasma padame vahanta kadunam tatrapi jani mahe. Yastasmin vihita paradhanavahak prani samantanvavid asene damupasya sopahi sadanam dambudho manjati.
O Harinam, you are manifested in two forms. One is the blissful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the other is the sound vibration of His holy name. We know that your form as the sound vibration of the holy name is more merciful than that of your blissful form. Even if one has committed the multitude of offenses to your first form, by serving the second form with his voice, he becomes always immersed in the ocean of transcendental bliss.
Sudidashidanatirashayeram nichidhanasukasarupine namugokala mahotsavayate krishnapurnabapushe namo namo.
O Harinam, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. You destroy all the distresses of the living entities who take shelter of you. You are the form of great spiritual happiness, and you are a great festival for the inhabitants of Vrindavan. You are the complete form of Krishna.
Nada davino jivana sadomini yasa madhuri pura and from Krishna namakamam spodame vasane vasena sada.
O Krishnanam, O inspiration of the Veena of Narada, you are full of sweetness which is compared to an ocean full of waves of nectar. If you wish, please appear constantly upon my tongue along with transcendental affection for the Lord.
The Vraja Navina Yuva Dvandvashtakam, 8 verses glorifying the fresh use of Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Adovadavadanglitas, Badavavanglavesha, Shio, Hamanashiki Kandara, Kanakanindivasa, Swisho. Spudat putatiki tiki kusama vibrama brahma nibhanga mahaso bhaji vajana vina yona yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja. They are consummately elegant, beautiful, and charming. The luster of their garments defeats the great mass of gold and blue vitriol. The splendor of their limbs appears like a shining rain cloud and the effulgent golden Ketaki flower.
Samudnavidamadhuri vidudatavadhanondurai navambudharam yata madhavadambanadam vibhi vilimpadivavanaka valisohodarai dikhtati mukandhutabarayam bhajehi vajanavina yuna yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja. The splendor of their faces enthusiastically distresses the full moon, proud of its beauty. That splendor is very active in mocking the fresh lotus flowers, which are conceited with their loveliness. That splendor appears to anoint the horizon with an array of colored substances like kumkum and musk.
Valasa kalahodati skaladamanda sindhura bhag karvakamadankusha pakadavidramayarankitam madodadamive maya matanamullasan vallari grahotsavadatam vajehi vajanavina yuna yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja. They appear like two elephants full of pride. Because of their quarrel, the red pigment sindura with which they were decorated has fallen, and they are marked by the many great elephant goads of Cupid, which are their fingernails. They are effulgent and are very attached to performing festive pastimes in the cottage of creepers.
Agana panayani jada pasada labna pote mano hradasya padibahita manasura dhirasrai putam spurat tanurahankurai napakadam bajimbashriyam vajat tadanisham bhaji vajanavi nayuna yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja, at every moment. The lake of their minds is filled by the swiftly moving current of intense love. The water overflowing from that lake takes the form of tears of bliss in which they are bathed. With their hair standing on end, they appear like beautiful kadamba flowers.
Anangadana vibhrame kimpi bimbiracharyakam mitaschaladagantala tuchishalakayakilitam jagatyotaladharmabir madadanharmabistanrato mitho majayatam hajivajanabinayunayugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja. They are both great masters at the pastime of amorous battle, and they pierce each other with the effulgent arrows of their moving sidelong glances. They are characteristics which are unparalleled within the entire universe, and their sweet exchanges of joking words make them appear very glorious.
Adrishya charachatari chanacharitya chitrahitai sahapaniya bijanaya vidahamanayo kanane bharaspadamanom rigam shavanacharana charcharichayena vajayan bhajehi vananavina yuna yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja. They perform pastimes in the grove accompanied by their affectionate gopi associates headed by Lalita. These gopis act in an unprecedented way, and they are very expert at performing very amazing and wonderful pastimes. Radha and Krishna have charmed the dears of each other's minds by clapping their hands in many different rhythms, in a way very pleasing to the ears.
Marandavada mandara patanavada vindavali suganda nivahadayo jalavahada vispurjitai tape sadasi vallabe salalavani vinya vindho vadagna bujayom vajehi vajanavina yuna yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja. In the hot summer season, they perform pastimes in the very dear lake known as Radhakund. Their garlands contain lotus flowers full of nectar. They tear these garlands apart in their water sports and thus make Radhakund very aromatic. They are expert at splashing the water in a very musical way.
Mrisha vijaya kashibi kalata chaturi rashibi klahasya haranam hatat pakata yadmiruchair gira tadaksha kalidakshayo kalata pakshayo sakshibi gulai sasudadam bhaji bhajanavi nayuno yugam.
I worship Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Braja, who are very expert at quarreling in the gambling match. They are engaged in such a game while Krishna's friends, headed by Madhu Mangal, and Radha's friends, headed by Lalita, look on. These witnesses have taken by force the necklaces and other things that are the gambling prizes, and they cleverly and falsely claim victory with loud voices for their each of their parties.
Idam valatatushtayak padapatanti padyashtikam tvayo gunapakasiye vajanavina yuno jana moho navanavodayam paniya madhuri me tayor havapi navasandite padasadoja yugmantike.
The transcendental qualities of Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple of Raja, have blossomed forth in these 8 verses. Those who take pleasure in reading these verses will attain the sweetness of pure love for Radha and Krishna, which is newer and newer at every moment. Those readers reside near the lotus feet of the transcendental couple.